The sun had set by the time Juniper flew Tina back to Alana and Silas's log home, and with her precious daughter fast asleep in her lap as actors Musrishka Hardisay and Barry Oakbark appeared in their video orb, fortunately it was a rerun, so she wasn't missing anything. Juniper explained that Tina had tuckered herself out with the projects that she'd been working on that day, and this was news to Alana, but then she saw that there were closed slots at the top of Tina's shell, and the rattling of loose screws when Tina breathed. Alana disengaged Tina's shell and placed her lacy PJs on her without stirring Tina awake. "Silas," whispered Alana, "even in her sleep, she finds new ways to make us proud." Silas had forgotten this, but a memory came flooding back. He would often work on model car kits in their basement, and he would always buy Tina a duplicate kit to work on so that they could bond. Not only did Tina usually finish hers a little before his, but hers was practically flawless compared to his. But she never saw this. In her eyes, she could never match her daddy's skills. But times like this were precious to Silas and to Tina. Alana suddenly remembered many of the times that their home furnishings needed minor repairs one day, but then would forget about them, like they had fixed themselves. Uneven chairs, chipped wooden surfaces, frayed blankets, and even the lightning orb connections that fed into the power grid for their whole dwelling. Alana could only beam happily at her slumbering daughter and shook her head in amazement. The things Tina could do and the infinite potential she had. There was no adequate combination of wording in the phase English to express it. Meanwhile, back at Arthur's house, he read Baby Zimri a story about the little tinker from a human book of fractured fairy tales as he sat there with his mom and stepfather watching them. Zimri pointed to another book on the coffee table, The Tortoise and the Hare, an Aesop fable. "Do you want to hear that book instead, Zim Zim?" asked Arthur sweetly. The purple infant shook her head and pointed to the tortoise on the cover and then into the page that they were on. Arthur thought that he felt a shiver down his spine, but in that same instant, it vanished as Zimri's warm stare pulled him back.